I still remember the days that I spent hours figuring out how to create a podcast RSS feed. I remember goofing around with USB mics and cheap dynamic mics. I love listening to the heaps of podcasts out there that teach you how to create a podcast, how to walk the walk and talk the talk. Now, you think podcasting is hard, not? Nah, piece of cake. Welcome to the 37th episode of Neat Little Mac Apps, the podcast where I talk about my love for those cool little apps that are out there. This week's app, Podcast Maker. Be sure to keep listening because I have a special announcement, and I'm quite sure that you'd also like to know who won the Overflow license. Keep in mind, this is an enhanced podcast, meaning that everything I talk about can be seen in your iTunes artwork window. You can click the links there as well, and you can check it out on your iPod screen. This episode of Neat Little Mac Apps is brought to you by a company whose software I've been reviewing in the third episode of this podcast. The company is Embraceware, and they are the driving force behind a fabulous program called Awaken. The version I reviewed was 2.5, but in the meantime, they beefed it up to version 3.1.2, and it has so many new features that it almost deserves a totally new Neat Little Mac Apps review. Now, Awaken is this great combination of an alarm clock and a wake-up alarm or a sleep timer, all stuff like that, and it's hooked into your iTunes music library. And it's displayed to you in a really gorgeous interface. You really should check it out. I'm not just saying this. Go and visit www.embraceware.com and download the demo. Awaken. Wake up to your iTunes music. Okay, this week's app, what is it? Well, Podcast Maker gives each and any one of you out there the quickest, most simplest, and most easy to use way of getting your very own podcast out there. Current version is 1.2.9 Universal Binary, and it's created by Potion Factory, and you can find out more about them at potionfactory.com. Yes, they created Voice Candy. Yes, I reviewed Voice Candy. Yes, they created Tangerine also. And yes, I reviewed Tangerine also. Why? Because they do such a great darn job at creating great software. I mean, they're really a great company. Check them out at potionfactory.com and see what other software they have. Now, I think that you will find those episodes also in the feed, so you can listen to the reviews of their other software. But this episode is all about Podcast Maker. Why do I use Podcast Maker? Well, I don't yet. There is a very specific reason why I don't use it yet, but if that will change, then I just might change my mind and use this application, but more on that later on. Now, why should you be using this? Well, I remember a lot of podcasts with famous podcasters in it talking about how they create podcasts, about how you should create podcasts. Get the picture? Well, Podcast Maker just makes this whole podcast creation thing look just like a walk in the park. Honestly, I mean, it's so easy that I bet that some of you listeners out there, once they've heard this review and downloaded the demo, will start podcasting by themselves. And why should you start podcasting? Well, because podcasting works. I mean, let me tell you. As if you've not heard about this, about Scott Sigler. He's this sci-fi writer, well, sci-fi horror writer, who decided to record his own books in a podcast format, and he started to release them chapter by chapter on his podcast feed for free. He did that with his books called Earthcore, Ancestor, Infection, and The Rookie. You can find out more about him, by the way, at www.scottsigler.net. Anyway, in his podcast, he promoted his print version of Ancestor, so one of his books. And lo and behold, a book that nobody wanted to publish before reached number 7 on Amazon.com. And it even reached number one on the horror and the sci-fi list of Amazon.com. Now, you could be the very next Sigler. Or the next Leo Laporte, for instance, who reaches hundreds of thousands of listeners every week with his Twit podcast. And I'm telling you, podcasting, it really is the future. It really is a new media with tons of new possibilities for the future. Now, you don't have to reach thousands and thousands of people. You could do narrowcasting. That means that you will be reaching a very niche group of people who is interested in a very specific subject. Little neat Mac apps, for example. Agreed, you won't be getting those larger audiences, but people that you do reach are 100% interested in what you're saying and what you have to tell them. And that's worth so much more. So come on, send me that subscription link to your podcast where you discuss the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow. Though I bet that's already out there somewhere, probably. Anyway, here I am preaching the podcast Bible while I should be telling you about the application that will make it all happen for you. Podcast Maker. How does it work? Well, Podcast Maker takes care of everything that follows after you've created your very first audio or video content. You open it up and immediately you can start creating your podcast in a very user-friendly, beautiful interface. So let's just try this with an example. When you open up Podcast Maker, the very first thing that you will see is one main window where you can immediately start creating your podcast. You can fill in all the details in the fields that are provided, and it's very easy. So you fill in your podcast title, the author, meaning you, a description, the website, the categories your podcast fits in, and you have a little button there where you can set them, and you can add the default categories iTunes gives you, business, arts, games and hobbies, you name it. You just pick your categories and you fill in all the rest of the info. You have a little window where you can drag or drop an image into, or if you double click it, you can go and select the specific image you want to. Be sure to create an image that's about 300 by 300 pixels. That's the default size for images. And then you can choose whether or not your podcast is explicit, or clean, or you can add a explicit tag to it. And then you just hit the next big tab that is on the top of that window. So you have basic, detail, and preview. So basic is just the things I just told you. And then you go to the detail tab. There you can fill in some more stuff like the subtitle of your podcast, who is the owner, the email of the owner, and there you have this very handy button that takes your info from your address book. So you have that, you know that in your address book you have that me address entry. So if you click get from address book, it will just simply fill in your name and your email in that field, so you don't have to go and fill that in manually. The other things you can fill in here are copyright, keywords, the language your podcast is in, and then you find that little publish window. And this is very important. Here you will give the exact file name you want to use for your RSS feed, the file name in which all the references to your audio will be stored on, and the file name that people will subscribe to. So what do you do here? You just fill in the file name and then you choose a server. If no server exists yet, you can hit the server setting button and you can start configure a server. And the server setting button will take you immediately to the preferences of this application, where you can add a server by just hitting the plus sign, and you can define what type of server it is, whether it's a .Mac server, a .Mac account, an FTP server, SFTP server, or simply a folder. That means if you have direct access to, for example, your web server over a network, you can use the folder protocol, and you just fill in the normal stuff to go and connect to your server, meaning what's the name of the server, the display name, so you can easily recognize the server, what's the website, what's your server name, what's its port, what's the username, the password, and the path, or you can just hit the choose button and browse to that specific path on the server where it will put all your stuff. Now, since I'm in the preferences, I just go by them very quickly. You have the general preferences. Here you can, of course, check for update on startup. And you can choose the image settings if you use a chaptered podcast, a chaptered audio file. But I'll talk about that later. Here you can also choose to constrain the maximum size of your images to, for example, 300 by 300 pixels, or you can choose whether or not it should scale them. And you have the advanced settings. Here you can ping specific servers when you have updated your podcast. That means that it will send a little signal to that server telling it, hey, I've just added a new episode, please update your feed. But that's a bit technical, not really that important right now. Okay, so I've had the basic settings for my podcast, I have the detailed settings filled in for my podcast, and now I can hit preview, and it will give me the iTunes look and feel of how your podcast will look in iTunes. And that really spices up everything, that really gives you the courage, I mean, it really allows you to see your podcast the way it will look on iTunes, and it gives you a boost to go and create those episodes. So how do you go about that? Oh, before I forget, if you already have a podcast, you don't have to fill in all the things I just mentioned. You just go to File, Import Podcast Feed, and you enter the URL to your podcast, and it will get all the episodes, all the information, even the artwork into that feed, and you can just save it somewhere on your hard drive and continue working on it later. Okay, now I have my podcast. What do I have to do now? Start adding episodes, of course. And how do you do that? Well, very simple. You have this little episode list window where you can just drag and drop episodes onto. The formats supported are MP3, M4A, that's the AAC format, MOV, that's QuickTime Movies, MP4, M4V, and PDF. Yes, you can add, of course, PDFs to podcasts. I use it quite often. And then you just start editing that specific episode. So, for example, I will take a MP3 right now. I throw it on that window, and immediately you will see that the whole podcast info disappears. It kind of shuffles up at the top of the window, and you get the whole window for yourself for editing that specific episode. So what do you see here? Well, you get that the time display, you can see the volume display, you can hit the play button, the rewind, forward, and here you also have those tabs, basic, detail, and chapters. Now, basic information, what you do here is when you have thrown a MP3, for example, on that field, you can edit its date. When you, of course, that's the published date. You can edit the episode name, you can give that episode a specific description, and you can choose the location. That is, if you want to reselect that specific audio file, you can just hit choose and you can select another piece of audio if you want to add that there. Also, you can choose the artwork for that specific episode, and you can also set the explicit tag for that episode. And then you can go to the detail tab. Here you can fill in some more info, the summary for that episode, the author, keywords, category, links, and of course on which server this should go. Usually you just leave it selected at the use podcasts server, meaning it will use that server that you have defined in that specific podcast. There is one extra option you can choose here, and that's the block from iTunes Music Store, which will prevent the episode from being displayed at the iTunes Music Store. I don't know why you should do that, but anyway. And then you have the chapters button. Now, the chapters button only is useful for using MP3s and AAC files when you go and chapterize them. The Neat Little Mac Apps podcast, for example, is a chaptered podcast, meaning that you can jump through the chapters in iTunes or on your iPod, and you can click links and change artwork at specific time periods. This is very handy for educational purposes. For instance, if you go to podguides.net, one of my other projects, you can download audio tours and you can quickly jump to the specific locations in that audio tour by just hitting the forward button, and you can see the things that I discuss in that audio tour on the screen of your iPod. Now, the negative aspect of a chaptered podcast is that it is only visible on iTunes and on iPods. Anyway, what is all this chaptering about? If you hit the chapters window, again, the whole screen shuffles upwards and you can select whether or not you want to make that podcast an enhanced podcast. And when you say, okay, yes, select this and make it an enhanced podcast, you will see a time bar with, again, the play and forward buttons. You will also see next to that bar a multiplication factor, and that's for the speed at which the podcast should be played to you. So you can quickly see, okay, here I have to add a chapter, here I have to add a chapter, because you can play it a lot faster than you'd like, or you can go in more in detail and let the audio play at a slower rate, so you have more time to decide where you want to add chapters. Now, at the bottom of that, you have this image well, this list of where you can drop images. And what you have to do now is simply put the slider somewhere in the audio feed and drop an image on there where you want that to appear. For instance, let's take some images here. I'm just dropping them in. And okay, I have some images now, and it will immediately spread those images out. And what I can do now is that in the main bar, that main chapter bar, I can drag those chapter markers to the places I like, or I can change manually the time where I want them to appear. For instance, double 50, I want it to appear there, and it will jump to that location. Now, for each image, you can add a chapter name, a link title, and a link. Now, what does this mean? It's not, if you want, for example, a specific image to appear at a specific time, you just drop the image on there, you change the slider to where you want that image to appear, but then you can also make a link visible in that image. You just fill in the link field, you give that link a title, because you don't want to see the whole HTTP stuff. You just want to, for instance, see visit my site, and in the background you will add that HTTP URL to your site to that link. But it's a nice way of showing it to the people, of making it an understandable link. You can also add images without a link. So that means that when the listener passes that point in time of the podcast, the image artwork will change, but the link would not change, or there would be no link visible. It's the classic enhanced podcast thing that you're used to when you listen to Neat Little Mac Apps. Now, the reason I'm not using this program instead of GarageBand, which I use now to create my enhanced podcast, is this specific adding images way of working. See, in GarageBand, I can add large images, and with the slider, you know, that specific slider that you see also when you add images as an avatar to iChat, you can change the size of that specific image. And that is really handy, because I can throw in a big image and just crop it to a specific area of the image that I want to be visible for the listeners. Here, I can't do that. So that's a developer tip in advance. I should be able to just drag and drop images on here, but then I should be able to tweak each and every image to the exact specific part of the image I want to show. And if I have that functionality in this application, I'm quite sure I would start using this application for my podcast because here I have lots of more freedom to drag and drop sliders and change those things than I have in GarageBand. It really is a lot more intuitive. It really looks really cool. And what is more, I can copy specific parts of images from another episode. And that's something I use a lot because often the begin phases of my episode are the same. I have the intro, I have the what is it, I have the why do I use it. All that stuff comes back episode after episode. And in GarageBand, I have too much trouble if I want to copy that specific part into another episode. Here, I can just go and open another episode, copy the images, copy the chapters, and just paste them in here, tweak them a bit so they fit the exact times where they should appear, change the images a bit, and I'm done. And it will save me, I think, more than a quarter of an hour to get that right in GarageBand. And here, I could just copy and paste. And I really would like to use this application, but I should be able to crop it. Once I can do that, this application is mine. Anyway, I've created a podcast. I have added a episode. What do I do now? Well, I simply hit publish and boom, my podcast is on the net. All I have to do now is simply submit it to some podcast directories, including, of course, iTunes. And don't forget directories such as Podcast Alley and Podcast Pickle and stuff like that. And your podcast is out there. And if you have new episodes, you just continue throwing episodes in there and updating your feed. And it's really very, very easy. Some things I didn't mention, you can throw in PDFs, of course, but you can throw in movies also, because you have, of course, video casts. And if you play a movie, it just pops out on top of your screen on this little semi-transparent window where you can see your movie playing. And it really is a hoot to see all those things working together in this very small, compact one window application. Okay, some tips to the developer. Well, the first tip you already had, I should be able to resize and crop specific images in the chaptered part of this application, the chaptering part. And a second developer tip is that in some places they have added a label when you hover over a specific button. And they have done that with some buttons, but I think that some other buttons were left out. So they should complete this a bit more and give a bit more explanation to the people. Okay, if you want to use this option, that means that you will want to, that you will be doing this and this. That would be very interesting to see if they added a bit more labels to their interface. So that's it for Podcast Maker. As you can see, this really is an application that takes a lot of the difficulties of podcasting out of the game, so you can concentrate on what's important, finding out which kind of unladen swallow you want to know the airspeed of. The speed itself, of course, is 24. Everybody knows that. Now, as for the winners of the Overflow contest, that license goes to Nicholas Brown with an A, and he just had the most original way of using Overflow. He just created one big window with a lot of space between the applications, and thus he turned Overflow into a kind of giant dock that you can call up when you like, and it kind of passes by some of the usefulness of Overflow, of course, but I found it so original that I just had to go with this one. Now, hit the link in the iTunes artwork window if you want to see what I'm talking about. It will take you directly to that screenshot that he sent us. So, congratulations, Nicholas. You will be receiving your license really soon. Now, as for the special announcement that I was talking about in the beginning of this episode, in the next episode of Neat Little Mac Apps, I'll be featuring an audio commercial for a great sounding project that you probably want to know about. Now, on a certain site, you'll be able to get a bunch of great Mac apps for a ridiculous low price. As more and more apps get unveiled, the price of the whole bundle will go up. So you want to get there early. Now, you'll be able to support this podcast by going over to that site via a link that I will provide you. And for each of the bundles that get sold via my link, I'll get a small cut. So we all win. You'll get some great applications for a ridiculous price, and I'll get a bit of revenue. Now, I can't tell you which apps are in the package, but I can say that there are some very respectable and known software houses who are part of the bundle. That was the reason why I agreed to join this promotion in the first place. So keep an ear out for the next neat little Mac apps and then go and visit that site. That's it. So, a big thank you for the people of Embraceware for adopting a neat little Mac app show. I really appreciate your support, and you as a listener can thank them too for supporting your favorite Mac apps podcast by paying their site a little visit and check out their mighty fine piece of software called Awaken that is at www.embraceware.com. That's it for this podcast. I hope you liked it. Of course, feel free to hop in at the Neat Little Mac Apps website, leave your comments there, leave your feedback, and you can, of course, always use links in the iTunes artwork window to get there. If you have an application that you think is truly special, don't fear me. Send it over to me, and perhaps I'll review it in the show. You can send that at feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com. If you're interested, just like the people of Embraceware, in supporting this show, you can simply check out the press kit that I put online. You can find it by hitting the iTunes artwork link. Music, as always, is created by the British band Dark Horse. The track name is Starting Over. It's the instrumental version, and you can find out more about them at music.podshow.com. Thanks for listening, and keep loving those apps. Bye.
This show is a proud member of the TechPodcast.com network.
Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
TechPodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.